This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts said he had ordered an investigation into what he called an egregious breach of trust after a draft opinion was leaked suggesting the Supreme Court is poised to overturn the landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade case legalizing abortion nationwide. The court cautioned that the draft was not final. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris said the leaked Supreme Court draft decision confirms women's rights are imperiled, saying,
"If there was ever any doubt about why Emily's List is important, last night makes the point. Women's rights in America are under attack."
Harris was speaking at a conference for women in politics. Meanwhile, Politico, which broke the story, boosted security and warned its staff members to take extra care online following the news organization's major scoop in publishing the Supreme Court draft decision that would strike down Roe v. Wade. The Attorney General of the U.S. state of New York revealed she chose to have an abortion at the start of her political career. New York Attorney General Letitia James was at a New York City protest against the possibility of the overturning of Roe v. Wade this year. She said after she had won a city council race in 2003, she chose to have an abortion and walked into Planned Parenthood, making the best decision for herself, saying, quote, "I make no apologies to anyone," end quote. She says New York will help women from other states get abortions. This is VOA News. The Russian military has unleashed artillery fire on towns in eastern Ukraine, leaving dozens of civilians dead and wounded. The AP's Karen Shamas reports.
Russian forces also began storming the Avostal steel plant in the besieged town of Mariupol. The plant was harboring the last pockets of Ukrainian resistance, where an estimated 2,000 Ukrainian soldiers were holed up. Authorities in the eastern Donetsk region counted the death toll as over 20 people, the highest number of known fatalities since an attack on a local train station killed at least 59 people in early April. Adding pressure on Moscow, the European Union's leader called on the bloc to ban Russian oil imports in a new wave of sanctions. I'm Karen Chamas.
The European Union's leader has called on the 27-nation bloc to ban oil imports from Russia in a sixth package of sanctions targeting Moscow for its war in Ukraine. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen also proposed that Russia's largest bank and two other major banks be disconnected from the SWIFT international banking payment system. Von der Leyen was addressing the European Parliament in Strasbourg, France, Wednesday. The United Nations Wednesday demanded the immediate release of two staff members held by Houthi rebels in Yemen since November, saying their whereabouts remained unknown. The two organizations said, despite repeated assurances dating back to November, that they would be freed straight away. Quote, "their whereabouts remain unknown," end quote, and their offices are deeply concerned about their well-being. Jihadists attacked a village in northeast Nigeria, killing seven people and looting supplies, local authorities said Wednesday. It happened shortly after UN Chief Antonio Guterres arrived in the troubled region for a visit. Fighters from the Islamic State West Africa province, arriving on motorbikes and in trucks fitted with machine guns, stormed a village near the town of Chibok at around 16:30 GMT Tuesday, the sources said. The fighters opened fire on residents and then looted and tore shops, one said. There was no immediate confirmation of the attacks by the Nigerian military. Flash floods and storms killed at least 18 people after ravaging several provinces of Afghanistan over the past 5 days, an official said Wednesday. Scores of Afghans die every year in torrential downpours, particularly in impoverished rural areas where poorly built homes are at risk of collapse. Recapping our top story, U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts said he had ordered an investigation into what he called an egregious breach of trust after a draft opinion was leaked suggesting the Supreme Court is poised to overturn the landmark Roe v. Wade case legalizing abortion. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.